Hola raza, this is Fernando Amador and welcome to my podcast, Chicano Cast number 28. And today's podcast is titled, Where's My Effin' Show? Yeah, where's my fucking show? And I know raza, it's been a while not to see a fool. And a lot of crazy shit has been happening. You know, crazier than anyone, or at least I could have imagined. You know, there was a time where I thought this fucker Trump, you know, now being POTUS, he's gonna, you know, drop the act now and raise to the position. Pero nada, este güey está loco. I mean, he's really crazy. Let me make a prediction, which isn't much of a fucking prediction. It's an easy one, but I think Trump will be impeached in before his 2 years. I don't think he'll last 2 years. Fucker's too crazy. He just needs to lie. He has to lie about the wall. He has to lie about the Mexican president. He just needs to fucking lie. It's just the way he lives. He's too corrupt. You know, he feels like he's above the law and doesn't realize he represents the U.S. of A and all his citizens. But all those fuckers who voted for him, you know, they better not cry now when you guys lose your health insurance. You know, when the air you breathe is dirty and when your son, sister, or family member has to go fight another war. Because he will start one. It's just a matter of time. He's got too many buddies who profit from wars, and he owes them, raza. He's going to start one. You'll see. Anyway, did you hear about that Mexicano who got deported and his freaking wife voted for Trump, and now she regrets it? Maybe she doesn't. Maybe that was her whole plan. Hey, good for her. It worked, right? And what about Obama getting paid $400,000 from Wall Street for going to give them a fucking 30-minute speech or something like that? That's kind of to be expected. That's just the way it works now. You know, you do them favors and then those fuckers hire you when you're out of office and give you $400,000 just for showing up, basically. So that's just the bullshit. You know, he had Wall Street by the balls and he didn't do anything. So now they owe him big time. So back to the show. Today's show titled, Where's My Fucking Show? And I'm not talking about what you guys say or think when you check for a new Chicano Cast podcast. You know, though you now have all the right to say or think that because of my lazy ass. But what I'm talking about is when I find myself watching and enjoying TV shows about other minority families or characters and thinking, yeah, that situation or that joke kind of applies to us Chicanos or Mexican Americans in the U.S. You know, we get discriminated or stereotyped that way also. But it sucks that I have to watch shows like Blackish, Insecure, Fresh Off the Boat, The Carmichael Show, and a few others like that. By the way, Insecure is a really good show. It's a lot about black culture and some stuff I don't get or relate to, but still, it's a really good show. Anyway, we need our own show, our Chicano Edgy Cable Show. I know we had the George Lopez Show, and that's a long time ago, and it was great. But after that, there hasn't been anything good like that for a while. You know, with brown folks. Cristela tried, and I watched, but it quickly got canceled. Also, Master of None is also a really good show. I see, you see what I mean. If we had a show like that about a Chicano trying to make it, and the bullshit passive racism, you know, he or she has to put up with, and all about living on both sides of the Chicano culture and also in between. I think that would be a really good show. Can someone out there with some fucking talent pitch this show? Some Chicano comedian out there that maybe has some connections? Something edgy on cable would be good, or a streaming channel would be perfect. So more edgy subject matter, you know, can be taken on. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. This Chicano Casvato sure watches a lot of TV. When this fool should be recording podcasts. Turn off the TV, motherfucker. Y si, raza, I should. I probably have a TV addiction. Sazwe. Is that true? My vieja probably thinks so. Anyway, I did some research about Latino, Hispanic, Chicano shows. I mean, with more channels than ever out there, you know, there should be supporting unique and edgy Chicano shows. There's got to be a few Latino shows. I mean, if we make up close to 20% of the U.S. population, then maybe we should have 20% of the TV shows, right? About Latinos, or at least with Latino leads playing an average person, not just a freaking stereotype Chicano or stereotype Latino. But ¿saben qué? We are not even close to that. So what do we have as Latino shows? We have Islos High, Jane the Virgin, One Day at a Time, Stuck in the Middle. Those are all I could find that are still active. Well, Isla's High just got canceled by Hulu. I heard it's a good show, but I don't have Hulu, so I'm not sure. Jane the Virgin sounds to me like a novela, but my son watches it with his girlfriend and says it's a good show. A lot of Browns on the show, as far as I can tell. One Day at a Time is about a Latino family on Netflix. I never heard of it. I don't even think Netflix promotes it. By the way, I just canceled Netflix after many, many years, and I'll rant on that in a bit. Stuck in the Middle is a Disney show about a Latino family. Is that all we got? Four shows? Four fucking shows. Nah, there has to be more, Raza. Let me know of others, and, you know, maybe another TV addict like myself knows of other Latino/Chicano shows, and send me an email. Let me know. ChicanoCast@gmail.com. ChicanoCast@gmail.com. So where's my fucking show? Where's my fucking Latino-Chicano show? Anyway, okay, I canceled Netflix. After many years of loving Netflix, I canceled it. Actually, what happened is I just got tired of all their mediocre Netflix original movies that I was forcing myself to watch, even though most of them were basically B movies. And being the snob-ass movie wannabe connoisseur that I am, I could not bear watching these movies anymore. And they started having less and less big studio movies, so I had to cancel. I had to fucking let them know that they were going in the wrong direction, like if they care. Let me give you a little example here. For those of you who shop at Costco, I kind of relate it to Costco. Costco used to have several options on brands of certain products. And then after a while, when they got real popular, I guess, at some point they introduced their Kirkland brand as a cheaper option alongside the name brands, which was fine. If you want to save a couple bucks, then you go for that, you know. And suddenly there was less and less, sometimes no name brands though, of a certain product, but only their own Costco Kirkland brand, and you were given no other choice. So like it or not, a huevo tragas Kirkland, cabrón. Kirkland brand products, that's right. So I felt something like that with Netflix, that a huevo, we had to watch their movies. And I tried a few and said, this is fucking B movie type material. I'm just wasting my 2 hours of my life on a crappy movie. You know, although I am tempted to get back into Netflix now that season 2 of Master of None is up. And I probably will, but maybe a longtime subscriber basically from day one canceling will maybe let them know they still need to get some big studio movies in there, right? Okay, now to quick anecdotes of an average Chicano. And I'll make it quick. This is a short one. Well, the introduction is short. The other part might be long. So anyway, I was on Facebook, and an old college friend of mine sent me a message on Facebook Messenger. He's like, hey, Fernando, the Cal State Long Beach Mayas is trying to get a hold of you. I said, okay, here's my email. Yeah, old folks like me prefer email. None of the text or Snapchat, good old-fashioned email. Anyway, it was the vice president of Cal State Long Beach Mayas chapter. They were looking for the first president of Cal State Long Beach Mayas. And yup, Raza, that was me. It's actually a club I began at Cal State Long Beach. Its name was Mexican American Engineers and Scientists. So I say was because now they told me Mayas stands for nothing, which makes no sense to me, but I guess they want to be all inclusive. Anyway, they wanted me to give the keynote address during their alumni night banquet. Made me nervous to think about talking to a room full of people, but being the attention whore that I am, I accepted. So right now I'm gonna play that speech for you, the one that I gave at this banquet, and I hope you find it entertaining. And quickly, I got an email from Consuelo, a Chicana from Minnesota. Keep up the fight, girl. And Taro from Japan. I think he's a Japanese who is into Chicano culture. Thanks for the email. So I'm out, Raza. I'm at ChicanoCast@gmail.com. Here's my speech. Be nice, cabrones. No me critiquen tan feo. Stay brown. Stay proud. And I'm hoping to do more shows really soon in the fall. Hey, I get summers off too, motherfuckers.
My name's Fernando Amador. And I was recently honored with not only being invited to attend this fantastic Mayas alumni banquet, but to my surprise, I was also asked to be the keynote speaker. And you know, I think me agarraron de buenas because somehow I accepted. So here you have me. But I have to be honest with you, you know, as I stand here before you, I can't help but feel melancholy, mm-hmm. as I've been away from this great organization far too long, about 26 years. Mm-hmm. That's right, 26 years, and I know what you guys are thinking, ya está viejo, pero se ve bien. Whoever that guy is, right? However, seeing all these Latinos here tonight, mi gente, together for similar goals and ambitions, you know, quickly makes my feelings change. I feel great joy and pride, and these feelings remind me of why we started this Mayas chapter at this great university, Cal State Long Beach. That's right, a long time ago in a galaxy far, far, well, no, actually in this same galaxy, back in 1989 is when this Mayas chapter was formed. Way before most of you future engineers and scientists were born. But one thing I cannot help to realize that is that even though tonight all of us here together form, you know, a beautiful brown mass of strong, smart, and dedicated individuals interested in science, engineering, technology, and mathematics, we're still underrepresented. We're still a minority. And this is the main reason Mayas was formed. And it continues to be important to this university, to this community, and to this great country of ours. As the first president of Mayas Cal State Long Beach, I had simple goals for our members. But wait, let me back up. What members, right? We were new. So actually our first goal was pizza. Because nothing brings students to a meeting like pizza. The smell of pizza. So you guys know what I mean. So once we had the membership, thanks to the pizza, the next goal was scholarships. And at that time, scholarships were very hard to come by, as they probably are now, I imagine. Luckily and thankfully, I had a couple of mentors from back then, it was TRW. Their names were Oscar Cano and Phil Diaz. And because of their professional contacts and dedication to Mayas, we were able to hand out scholarships to our members our first year of existence. And you know what gets members to a club more than smell of pizza? The smell of money. If you're handing out scholarships, you're gonna get members. Because I remember when I was a student, living off vending machine food, the few times I had a scholarship check handed to me, maybe $500, $1,000, it was like being given a means of survival for one more semester. Possibly one more year of vending machine food. But let me tell you about the vision. The vision Mayas had was more than just having a large membership and even more than scholarships. It was to get more Latinos into engineering and science majors. And I would like to believe that that is what we did back in the 90s, that we created more interest in the engineering and science majors and increased enrollment at Cal State Long Beach with our outreach to the heavily populated Latino high schools. However, enrollment is one thing, but of course graduating is another. Especially in an engineering or science major, it's a much more difficult task. And it's not only because these majors we choose, like mechanical engineering, electrical engineering, computer science, civil engineering, and other science majors are very difficult. It's not just for that reason. I mean, for that reason is that some of us don't make it to graduation. But it's not just that it's difficult or the difficulty of these majors. I believe it goes deeper than that, the reason that some students don't make it. And it doesn't take just being good at math or being dedicated and willing to study every free moment. I mean, don't get me wrong, that's part of it. But as some of you know, university life can be lonely and difficult to navigate on your own. So the Mayas Cal State Long Beach chapter realized that and worked on forming a sense of community, a familia, if you will, of young, brown, intelligent, and dedicated students with the same goal in mind, to graduate in an engineering or science major. And the way we formed this community for our members was to hold Saturday morning study groups and tutoring. That's right, Saturday, because only engineering and science students are dedicated enough to make it to a study group on a Saturday morning. Or maybe crazy enough. But like the Latinos that we are, we know that there's a time for work and a time for play. So we also organize volleyball tournaments and invite other Mayas chapters to participate. These volleyball tournaments became so successful, they became yearly events. And we also held end of semester parties, and as I recall, a few of them were at Phil Diaz's house. I don't know if he's here, but he was our professional mentor back then. And yeah, we tore up his carpet. He was good about it. Phil was a great sport about it because he always saw the bigger picture. Also, during the first year of our existence, Mayas Cal State Fullerton was very instrumental to our success. Being that they had Mayas before we did, they were willing to mentor us and hold some activities together, ensuring that Cal State Long Beach Mayas would be a long-term success. However, we still beat them at volleyball. I need to mention that after me being the first president of Mayas Cal State Long Beach, there was also Alicia Fombona and Carlos Peralta, who were very instrumental, and I'm sure they were more instrumental than I ever was to making Mayas a success at this great university. So mi raza, as I look out and see those bright, hopeful, beautiful brown faces of future engineers and scientists, I can't help but to be full of pride, full of pride, to know that something I and my fellow students started 28 years ago has now grown to 90 members strong. And I'm sure it's growing membership by the year. To have that many Latinos interested in engineering and science is something to be truly excited about for our future and the future of all Latinos. I want to leave you just with one last thought tonight. I, as a young Latino, or more specifically, a young Chicano, I was told at times by my tías, tíos, and other people, tú no eres de aquí, ni eres de allá. And you know what? Sometimes I believe that. But I tell you, raza, that's not the case. Now more than ever, in these difficult times for our people, we have to say and believe, yo soy de aquí. That's right. I am from here, and that here is America, the U.S. of A. That is where I am from, and that is where I have every right to be. And that is where I have every right to educate myself and to one day become an engineer or a scientist. Thank you.
So I go to church every Sunday with my wife, Raza. It's a Christian church. And there comes a point where they talk about, you know, give each other a handshake, the sign of the peace, whatever. And people turn around, they smile at you. People walk down the aisle and look for you and shake your hand. I'm a grouchy motherfucker, so I start looking at people. I'm like, look at these fake-ass motherfuckers coming to church and give me these fake smiles and acting like they're all holy and shit. And as I'm shaking their hand, and then they kind of walk away, and I stand there, I'm kind of alone for a couple seconds, and I have this epiphany. That's right, epiphany, una epiphany. And I'm like, you know, I start thinking, something talks to me. I talk to myself, actually. It's not God or nothing. It's my own fucking little voice inside my head. You know, the only fake-ass motherfucker here is you, because you're the only motherfucker who doesn't want to be here, who doesn't believe in all this bullshit, but yet you're here. So you're the only fake motherfucker with the fake smiles and the fake handshake. So that hits me, and I'm like, all right. I guess the solution, the easy one, Raza, would be, I ain't coming no more. What the fuck am I doing here? But you know what? That's the easy way out, Raza. That's the coward's way out. The proud man's way out. But I'm not a proud man. I'm a logical man. And I'm like, you know what? My wife really wants to do this on Sunday. She goes with me to the microbrews. I'm going to go with her to the church on Sunday. It's only like, you know, a couple hours. And I'm going to see what I can get out of it. Because there's always something good if you pay attention. And the pastors, you know, they're not so bad if you listen. So I guess that's what I'm going to do from now on. I'm going to check myself and get the best out of everything that I can.